The following message is brought to you by the Lighthouse Church of Raton.
We're going to start in Psalms chapter 1. Everybody probably knows verse 3. We say it every week. In Psalms 1, verse 1, it said, Blessed is the man. Who likes to be blessed? All of us, amen. Amen, yeah, you know that's right. Well, here's some stipulations here. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. You know, ungodly people aren't going to give lasting input. You know, we always say in a multitude of counsel, there's safety. Well, choose your counsel well, right? Standing in the path of sinners, you know, be where God wants you to be. So many times as Christians, we jump into things that we think are good ideas, and then we realize that's not where God wanted me. Nor the seat of the scornful. I had to look up scornful. It's just being disrespectful, right? I just wanted to kind of start with that. You know, these are things that to walk in the blessings that God gives us, right? 2 says, but his delight the Lord. Am I cutting? Here, just switch me. How's that? Yeah, it'll work better. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. That's God's word, right? And in this law, in his law, meditates day and night. Kind of sounds like something we just heard, huh? Verse 3. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. That brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. That sounds good, huh? Father, I thank you for your word, Father. I thank you for bringing us here today as we celebrate your triumphal entry. But that was just the start. That was just the start. Father, thank you for all you brought today, Father. Thank you for blessing us with your presence. But more importantly, thank you for giving us your spirit. Leading us into truth, Father, giving us wisdom from above. Father, we desperately need your leading. We need your spirit, Father. And just lead us by that in the service today, but each and every day. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 So, you know, they want me to name my messages, right? And I named it Rivers of Living Water. That sounds nice, huh? You know what I thought about naming it? Suck it up. Well, it's true. You know, how many times has someone told you, you know, your wife looks at you, suck it up. All the time. Eric, we got an amen there. No, but seriously, I mean, have you ever just been kind of down and someone needed to come tell you, hey, suck it up. You know, when you're planted by the rivers of living water, we need to suck up the rivers of living water. Amen? We do. And what is that? I'm going to come back to that in the passion. But in John 7, 38 and 39, Jesus said, he who believes in me. Well, who's that? That's us. Amen? That's us. As the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. Verse 39 says, but this he spoke concerning the Spirit, whom those believing in him would receive. Those are us. He said, for the Holy Spirit was not yet given at that time because Jesus was not yet glorified. Okay, we're on this side of the cross. We celebrate Palm Sunday because it was this side of the cross. We celebrate it because there was, you know, They were celebrating his entry, right? Why? Because they were looking for the king. And they were looking for a king to save and deliver the way they thought. Then they put a mocking sign at the cross, said, "Here's your king of the Jews. How's this victory?" Hosanna means victory. It means success. How is this victory? It was total victory. See, God never went against his word. He wouldn't. The wages of sin is death. But there was only one death that would suffice. Just one. That was the total victory. But see, oftentimes in this world, it doesn't look like we think it looks. Ah, right? But you know what we are? Planted by the rivers of living water. Amen. Because his spirit resides inside of you. You can draw from that well all the time. It's always full. Always full. All right. In the Passion, it says in verse 3, Psalms 1:3, he will be standing firm like a flourishing tree planted by God's design, deeply rooted by the brooks of bliss, bearing fruit in every season of life. You know, people can tell where you're planted. He is never dry, never fainting, ever blessed, ever prosperous. Whoo! That's who you are. Our next Bible study is going to be on identity. I almost preached on it today. But suck it up. I said, okay, I'll suck it up. 2 Corinthians 3, verse 1, it says, this is Paul's letters. He says, "Do we begin again to commend ourselves, or do we need, as some others, epistles of commendation to you or letters of commendation?" You know, does this need to be official? Verse 2, "You are our epistle written on our hearts, known and read by all men." Verse 3, "Clearly you are an epistle of Christ, ministered by us, written not with ink, but by the Spirit of the living God, not on tablets of stone, but on the tablets of flesh, that is of the heart. And we have such trust through Christ toward God, not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think of anything as being from ourselves, but our sufficiency is from God." Verse 6, "Who also made us sufficient as ministers of this new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit, for the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life." I'm going somewhere. Verse 7, "But if the ministry of death, written and engraved on stones, was glorious," he's talking about the law, "so that the children of Israel could not look steadily at the face of Moses because of the glory of his countenance, which glory was passing away, how will the ministry of the Spirit not be more glorious?" Do you know when you're Spirit-filled, you look different? It's true. You know, there's people... You know, there's people that you come into contact with, you know, they're always smiling. I mean, really, they just always are brightening up your day. You know what I mean? There's people like that. When you're following the Spirit of God, you're bearing fruit. And it's the fruit of His Spirit, right? And you feel different, right? When I'm looking at my circumstance, I start to not feel so good. And it starts to show, right? And my kids always could tell how I felt by how I looked. My wife knows exactly what I'm thinking by my lips. She says I have a look like my mom when I'm not happy. Suck it up. You're planted by the rivers of living water. We have the Holy Spirit inside of us, right? Leading us into truth. So see, we won't be discouraged by situations happening around us. When the king comes in on the donkey, we're going to praise him. When he makes his sacrifice on the cross, we're still praising him. When he is raised on the third day, we're praising him. When he is taken up into the clouds, promising his Spirit, we're praising him. Whoo! When you're saved by Jesus, you receive that Holy Spirit of truth inside of you, we're praising him, right? When the news says something bad, we're praising him, right? When the report from the doctor is not good, we're praising him. When we have surgery and we show up the next week at church, we're praising him. Praise God. Amen. Our situation doesn't depict how we feel. I may start feeling a situation, but I start sucking it up from him, right? I start sucking up what the Spirit has for me, teaching me that day. It changes how I feel. Try it. You know, the time you need the word the most is the time you least feeling like reading it. We have scripture confession books in the front. If you've never seen those, I think we do. And if we don't, we will. We always fill them up and people take them and we keep filling them up and praise God. Guys, getting the word into you will change how you feel. Why? Because the Spirit takes that word and starts revealing. That's that revelation we talked about. Right? We don't want information about God. We want revelation from God. You'll only receive revelation from God by His Spirit. Right? And you have His Spirit when you're saved, right? When you, A, admit and acknowledge, I've sinned, I needed a Savior. B, I believe Jesus is my Savior. And C, I confess that with my mouth, ABCs, remember? Real simple. If I confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in my heart He rose from the dead, I will be saved. Romans 10, right? Right then, the Holy Spirit of God comes inside of your spirit and seals you. How many times y'all heard me say that? A couple, right? Why do I keep repeating it? Because that's the victory. See, we received Hosanna. We received the victory. See, He's not a baby in a manger. He's not dead on a cross. He's seated at the right hand of God, interceding for you right now. Amen. Right now. He gave us His Spirit to reside inside of us. So regardless of the situation, our countenance is different. You see, Moses, when he went up, he had an encounter with God. He had revelation from God in the law, right? And they wrote it down, stone tablets, right? And it was glorious. Remember, Jesus didn't come to do away with the law. He completed it, but He completed it in grace. That's a new covenant. We minister that covenant. Why? Because we need grace. That's unmerited favor, meaning I didn't earn it. And so, you know, as this church is full next week for, you know, everybody comes Easter, right? And Christmas. Hey, I don't care when they come. I'm glad you come. Praise God, you're going to hear the truth. The truth from God's word, right? But guys, we need to hear this right now. We need to be drawing from His Spirit all the time. Because remember, we're getting so much information into our eyes and into our ears from the world. But guys, we can't make decisions based on what we're seeing or what we're hearing. We make based decisions on what we're drawing from, the wisdom that comes from God. That leads us into all truth, see? I mean, how much, have you ever thought about this? If you were able somehow to take in all the information and like list all the information you took in a day, everything you heard on the news, whatever, and like if you had a way, it would only be through God, to like put a green check mark or a red X. Green check mark, that was true. Red X to a lie. How many red X's you think you'd be on that paper? Guys, I think we're being lied to all the time. In fact, I'm sure of it. And you say, well, Monty, where's that in Scripture? There's a little g god of this world. Little g. When I say little g, I'm talking about the devil, right? What does the word call him? The father of lies. Oh. And what does he come to do? Steal, kill, and destroy. And what have I told you he tries to steal? The truth. Because if you have the truth and you know the truth, what happens? I'm set free. Because it's the truth we know that sets us free. Right? And see, we have the Spirit of truth residing inside of us, but we have to be sucking up that truth, you know, drawing it in. I've seen some big trees. Big trees by rivers. Man, why'd they get so big? Why'd they get so strong? Because they were supplied all the time. They're fully supplied, fully funded, fully equipped. What does the word say you are? You have all your needs supplied. You're fully equipped for every good work. Because that's where he planted you. And we're bearing fruit all the time, right? We are, all the time. And it shows on our face. And I have to catch myself sometimes. Because my flesh rises up too. I'm not calling you to be perfect. But I am calling us to be sensitive to his spirit. So when I do step off, he quickly puts me on. I've been speaking this a lot. Do you know why? Because the deception is high right now. And situations that we're seeing with our eyes. And guys, understand, I'm not denying the situation. I'm not looking at somebody and saying, well, that didn't happen. Oh, it did happen. And it wasn't God's plan and it was evil. But I'm denying that situation's power over you. Do you understand? I'll cry with you. I'll pray with you. I understand. Please, I understand. But we're not defeated. You know, we sang that song, if our God is for us, well, is he? Yeah. Who can stop us then? See, not only is if our God is with us, yes, he's with you. He's inside of you. Wherever you go, he's there. And he's always giving us information. He's always giving you information. And it's information you need for every situation, every circumstance you're coming against. And folks, you're going to be coming against situations, circumstances more and more and more. But remember, you're fully equipped. Not because you've studied hard enough or you were good enough. Because, you know, newsflash, you're not and neither am I. But he is better than that. He's better than you think he is. As good as you think God is, he's better than that. He loves more. He knows more what's going on. He has a plan you can't see. See, they had a plan on Palm Sunday. They were under oppression. They wanted to be set free. They wanted freedom, right? And what they got was Jesus on a cross with two thieves. Thiefers, stealing guys, right? Didn't look good. You know what the disciples did? Most of them went back fishing. We don't know what to do. That's because they didn't have the sealing of the Spirit inside of them. I don't hold that against them. They didn't. See, Pentecost, everything got sealed. Ooh. They were influenced by, absolutely. That's why they knew who Jesus was. But not only are we influenced by, we are sealed with. See, that's why I preach the way I do. That's why we have authority the way we do. That's why we have identity, which I'm going to preach on. But we are those trees planted by rivers of living water. And we look like it. We look like it. We're strong. We're faith-filled. We speak life. We have love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, self-control. Got them all, right? We're bearing fruit in our season because that's who we are. And let me tell you something. That apple tree outside my house, it doesn't all of a sudden decide, well, I'm not good enough today. I'm not going to produce any of those apples. No. It produces apples because that's what it was intended to do. You're children of the living God. You have the Holy Spirit inside of you. You're going to produce his fruit. You're going to. Because your influence is going to be from him. Those rivers of living water are inside of you. And you're going to draw from, that's a better way to say it, instead of sucking it up. He's always there. In your toughest moment, when you're crying out to God and you ask him, why? Why did this happen? Where are you? He's right there. Quiet yourself and listen to what he has to tell you. And again, guys, I'm not going to sit here and tell you this is easy, because your emotions are going to well up, right? You're going to have thoughts. It's just measuring it by the Spirit. Is this your thought, God? Is this the emotion you want me to have right now? It's talking about the heart. I'll get there in a minute. It quit. There. It didn't quit anymore. Let's go to Romans 12. I got to get back on track. Romans 12. Romans 12. 11 and 12, I'm in the Passion. Romans 12, 11 and 12 in the Passion. 11 says, be enthusiastic to serve the Lord. Have you ever been around somebody that's enthusiastic? It's contagious, isn't it? It really is. Keeping your passion toward him boiling hot. Radiate with the glow of the Holy Spirit. And let him fill you with excitement as you serve him. Man. Do you see how, you know, Moses' face was radiating? Ours will too. It will. Listen, I'm not calling you to understand. Like Coach Main gets fired up. There's only one Coach Main. Trust me. Amen. Julie says, praise God. Right? And he's going to be him. Like, Sarah could never be Hunker. Right, look at that. Ow. I mean, right? Sarah's not going to come up here and do cartwheels and jump around. And actually, neither am I. I'm not a rah-rah guy. But you'll hear my team, what I tell them all the time, be excited. Be excited. However you act excited, be you, but be excited. Be excited about what God's plan is for you. Be excited that he's speaking to you clearly and you're hearing him, right? And you're accepted by him and he loves you like more than you know. And that plan he has for you is so good and it's going to be so fruit-bearing, right? That harvest, you can't even pick it all up. And people are going to come feed off that harvest that he's put in you. They're going to come to know him because of you, right? Because it's contagious. And I'm telling you, in this world, people are looking for peace. They're looking for some kind of joy, right? Well, where are they going to find it? In him. But see, Jesus, why did Jesus leave? And he said, it was a good thing I go. Because he accomplished everything he was going to accomplish in this dispensation on the earth. Now he's going to come back. I'm not going to say he's done on the earth. He's not done. But for the church age, he did it all. He completed his earthly task. But he says, guess what? I have a body. I have a body of believers who are my children, who are going to advance my kingdom. I've given them that ministry of reconciliation, meaning we minister peace to people who don't have it. We minister love and joy to people who've never felt that in their life. And you know what? We do that directed by the Spirit, because the Spirit has already been preparing their hearts for the fruit you're going to give them. And then guess what happens? Things change. Right? Because Jesus still saves, right? He does all the time. And that's what he's doing. And he's doing it by his Spirit. And those rivers of living water, you know, I mean, who, you know, like if you're walking in the forest or something, I don't know. Guys, every time I hear water moving, I go to it. You know what I'm saying? Like if I've been hiking in the mountains and I hear, man, I'm going to find that water. Guys, people are like that. When those rivers of living water are moving in you, and remember, the Holy Spirit's already drawing, people are going to find you out. They are. And you're going to create relationships with them. And that doesn't mean you just, you know, grab them and shake them and tell them, you need to know Jesus, you need to know Jesus. unless God tells you. I mean, if he tells you that, then just grab and do it, right? But most of the time, guys, it's just being who God told you to be. Just be yourself. Be who he told you to be and be spirit-led in your interactions with them, because they'll see a difference in you. They'll see it on your face. They'll feel it in their hearts because the Holy Spirit's drawing them anyway. If we're going to make a difference in this region, which we are, we already have seen it. It's going to be by his Spirit. It's not going to be by some grand master plan. You know, again, the Pharisees had a grand master plan of their king and who would come and deliver them from the oppression of the Romans. Woohoo! Sitting on a throne forever because they had read the prophecies. But what they did was they read it with a veil over their face. You see, they knew the law, but they didn't have the Spirit giving them life, if that makes sense. They weren't influenced by the God they said they knew. They knew about him. They didn't know him. Does that make sense? Because if they'd have known him, they'd have recognized him. And many did. And many came to repentance even after they crucified him. Praise God for that too. God didn't hold it against them. He's not going to hold against you anything. He won't. He just wants you to come to him. Is this making sense? Because this isn't exactly... Yeah, like I say, I'm consistent. You see, the soul and the spirit are so close, right? They're very close. That's why so many people say, well, I don't know if that was me or if it was God. Guys, I get that. I understand that. Well, I had this thought, but I don't know if it was me. I don't know if it was God. That's okay. That's okay. Ask him. Get godly people to pray with you about what he said. Step out in faith. He's not trying to hide himself from you. Right? Move in the direction he told you. He'll give you peace. That shows you you're on the right track. These are all things that we talk about all the time, because being spirit-led is a constant thing. It's always drawn in from him, right? And the liar is always trying to fill you full of lies and getting you off just a little bit. That's always happening, right? Using real circumstances. Painful circumstances, right? And again, that's why it's so important to be connected to the body. Because, you know, enthusiastic, loving people give you strength in times of sorrow. Did you know that? That's why God put us together. He did. That's why you have a family. I'm so thankful for our family. And within the family, there's you have connections with different people, right? There's connections with different people. And those different people minister you, right, in different ways, because you know them, right? That's how body works, right? It's not about me coming in, like, ministering to all your needs. I can't do it. I don't even know how, because I'm not supposed to. But the people that are connected with you by the leading of the Holy Spirit will provide what you need for encouragement, for prayer, for going and visiting at 10 o'clock at night when something went bad. Right? What I'm talking about is preparing us for the way forward. You know, we're going to be celebrating the resurrection next week, right? Right? And we're going to have people in here that's the time they come to church. And God has a plan, right? But see, you guys come all the time. You're drawing all the time. You're producing fruit all the time, right? You have influence over people, whether you know it or not. And it's not influence to make them do this or make them do that, because newsflash, you can't make anybody do anything. And you know what? I don't even want to. Like I told you, I'm not even sure what I'm supposed to do. I got to keep checking. But what we will do is encourage you to keep checking. Keep checking. You're healed in the name of Jesus. You're strong in the name of Jesus. You walk freely in the name of Jesus. See, I'm going to pray that and speak that over you.
Thank you for listening to this message brought to you by the Lighthouse Church of Raton. For more information, check out our website at www.lighthouseraton.com or find us on Facebook at facebook.com/lighthouseraton. Please join us in person at 10 a.m. Sunday mornings at our new location, 1310 South 2nd Street in Raton, New Mexico. You can support the Lighthouse Radio Ministry by giving online at www.lighthouseraton.com or send a check to 1310 South 2nd Street, Raton, New Mexico, 87740. Love will lead me through. You are the peace in my troubled sea. Whoa, you are the peace in my troubled sea. My lighthouse, my lighthouse, shining in the darkness, I will follow you. Oh, my lighthouse, my lighthouse, I will trust the promise, you will carry me safe to shore. Troubled sea, whoa, you are the peace.